Here's Eric listening in Chicago. Hi, Eric. What's up?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I really encourage people to give to Issues, et cetera, as it's the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the world, I'd say, on the media.
Issues, etc. is listener-supported, and you can support the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the media by making a secure online donation at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
So you told the sheriff that you were walking to Nebraska.
That's right, to get my $1 million.
This is Woody Grant.
We are now authorized to pay $1 million to Woodrow T. Grant of Billings, Montana.
This is his son.
You didn't win anything. It's a complete scam. So you got to stop this, okay?
I'm running out of time.
How much longer is he going to be around? And what's the harm in letting him have his little fantasy for just a couple more days?
This is his family.
Woody, here's the talk of the town. Why didn't you tell us you was rich, Woody?
David said not to.
You got it on you.
Yeah, we sure would like to see what $1 million looks like.
And this is the problem.
This round is on Woody.
If Woody hit it rich and I don't see any of it, that would be wrong. Have a beer with your old man. Be somebody.
The trailer from the movie Nebraska, joining us for the last few minutes of the program on this Tuesday afternoon, January the 21st, to talk about the movie Nebraska and give his review, Pastor Ted Giese. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts, associate pastor at Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. He's a regular contributor to the Canadian Lutheran Magazine. Ted, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thanks, Todd.
This movie is certainly getting a lot of critical acclaim. Is that deserved?
Yeah, it's got really solid acting, and it's thought-provoking, and there's quite a bit of humor in it, and it really paints a really interesting story.
It strikes me as a kind of a Coen brother-esque movie. When I first saw the trailer, I thought, this has got to be Coen brothers of, you know, Fargo and all of the other great movies that they made, but it isn't. What is it about this movie that has that quality?
It's by a director named Alexander Payne, and he's done quite a few movies. Recently, he did a movie called The Descendants with George Clooney. That was just a couple years ago, and but he's had a lot of these movies, and he paints really interesting characters, or he finds material where he can pull these characters out. And the Coen brothers movies are often really character-driven movies, so you get that kind of sense when you see the trailer for this, for instance, or when you go see the movie, that the characters are really the important part in this film, and the kind of subtlety of the of some of the acting really is similar in some ways to Coen brothers stuff too. Like he has the Coen brothers have over the top stuff, but then there's always this undercurrent of subtlety that makes people go back for more, and you find that in this movie, Nebraska, also.
With about a minute or so before we take a break, give us the story that Nebraska tells.
Nebraska is about a father and a son. They take a road trip from Billings, Montana to Lincoln, Nebraska, and it's because the father, Woody, has received a $1 million mega sweepstakes marketing prize notice in the mail and has gotten it into his head that he has won the prize and needs to personally travel to Lincoln to collect his winnings. And what all the stuff that happens along the way makes up the film.
Pastor Ted Giese is our guest. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll get his review on this movie, Nebraska. It's Tuesday afternoon, January the 21st. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned. More of our review of Nebraska right after this.
What picture you see?
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. St. Mark Lutheran, Edmond, Oklahoma. Emmanuel Lutheran, Manchester, New Hampshire. University Lutheran Chapel, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Prince of Peace Lutheran, Freedom, Pennsylvania. Holy Cross Lutheran, O'Fallon, Missouri. St. Paul Lutheran, Indianapolis, Indiana. Christ Lutheran, Rochester, Minnesota. Holy Cross Lutheran, Carlisle, Iowa. St. Peter's Lutheran, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Grace Lutheran, Wellsville, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.
Daily exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you concerned about weight gain during the holidays? Work out this winter at Arch Fitness of Cottage Hills, Illinois. Arch Fitness offers adult boot camps on weekday evenings and on weekday and Saturday mornings. For more information, check out the Facebook fan page for Arch Fitness or call Kevin Reisick at 618-670-6952. Arch Fitness is located at 127 West MacArthur Drive in Cottage Hills, Illinois. Win the war against winter weight. Arch Fitness of Cottage Hills, Illinois.
By grace I'm saved.
Grace, God's favor because of what Christ has done for you. This is precisely the gift that you will receive at Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Strasburg, Illinois. God's grace delivered by the means appointed by our Lord Himself, His word proclaimed and His sacraments rightly administered. Come and receive. Grace, it's not just what we believe, it's who we are. Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Strasburg, Illinois.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, reviewing the movie Nebraska with Pastor Ted Giese. Ted, one more question in the vein that we were on before the break, and then to what you call kind of the time travel of the movie. In fact, it might be a good segue into that subject. One of the things that I'm always concerned about when we talk about small town America, and in particular Midwest America, I fell in love with the Midwest. I grew up as a suburban kid and then moved to the Midwest for college and I've never left. I love it. But it's often caricatured in movies. And sometimes even the Coen brothers do it. Does this movie caricature the Midwest in kind of an unflattering light?
I don't know about unflattering. I think that it can look like caricatures sometimes, some characters more than others in the movie. I grew up just outside of Stony Plain, Alberta, and I live in Regina, and I was just out in Q Parts, about an hour away from here, and it's a small town, and I know these towns a little bit myself, too, and there are people like these characters. It's not completely a caricature. It can look like that sometimes, but there's a certain genuineness to a lot of what you find in this movie, Nebraska, and it's similar to some real kinds of people you'll run into. I wouldn't say completely caricature. It could look that way to some people, perhaps, but there's a genuineness to it.
You compare it, oddly enough, and it's a fascinating comparison, to Steven Spielberg's Back to the Future. What are the points of comparison there? But and at the same time, how is it different?
Yeah, well, that movie, of course, is about a son that finds out stuff about his parents from when they were younger. Like he's kind of discovering things about their younger life and everything, and he's even thinking about what his own life would be like if things had been different in his parents' life when they were younger. And of course, in Steven Spielberg's movie, there's a time travel device, and like literally it's kind of science fiction-y. But everybody kind of goes through this, or a lot of people do at least, when they get to know their parents better. And this movie, Nebraska, is about a son in the family that's getting to know his father and his mother, actually, a lot better by kind of humoring his dad on this trip to Lincoln, Nebraska, and he's, you know, taking this side trip to Woody's hometown of Hawthorne, which is a fictional town. But in that fictional town, he's meeting different people that Woody knew when he was younger, and he's having these experiences that really kind of paint this picture of what his parents were like when they were younger. And it's all done very, very creatively with the writing. At one point, he's meeting a lady that his father had dated, and you could see on his face, Will Forte, who is normally known from SNL, you know, you can see on his face that he's thinking about what his life would be like if that was his mother and not the woman who is his mother. So you get this really rich kind of texture of discovering what's going on with the parents, and particularly the father in this case, in the movie.
I mean, it's really no secret that you can anchor a movie like this very well in the Woody character, given the fact that you've got probably one of the greatest living character actors filling that role, Bruce Dern. What about the rest of the acting? Does it kind of match his level? Because he's hard to I imagine, you know, to go toe-to-toe with.
Oh, yeah. It is kind of like a movie full of character actors. This is what you're getting, and there's a richness to that. The woman who plays his wife, June Squibb, she's quite great. She's simultaneously loves and hates him, right? Like, and she's got a mouth on her. So like this is one character who uses a lot of, you know, inappropriate language and says things that aren't the right thing to say. At one point, she goes to needs to go to the graveyard of this town to show her respects. And when she gets there, she's not respecting the people who have died in the least. But, you know, even there, there was a great little moment where, and it just kind of comes out of left field, but it shows kind of how people understand, this Alexander Payne knows what's going on. Where the son says, "Where's your family?" to the mother, and she says, "Oh, they're over in the Catholic cemetery. Catholics wouldn't be caught dead around all these damn Lutherans," which was quite funny in the movie theater, and really showed her versatility. She's, you know, at one moment she's calling him a dumb cluck, and then very tenderly and lovingly she calls him a big idiot, and she loves him. And it's really well acted, and Will Forte, like I said, did a fantastic job. This isn't MacGruber. This is much more subtle. Also, Stacy Keach is in it. He plays a minor role, and lots of Lutherans might remember Stacy Keach from a film version of Luther, from like a Martin Luther story from 1974. So, you know, you get a bunch of different people in it, and the acting is really quite good.
You say it is funny in that understated way. It is also, in a lot of ways, profoundly sad. With about a minute, what do you mean?
Well, I think that there's a poignant quality to it, because there's always lurking around the corner the fear of the death of his parents, or they're not being able to take care of themselves the way they used to, and you really get that. He's a very, like, Woody's a very confused character as well, and people take advantage of him, or try to take advantage of him, and you find out that that's been his way his whole life, that this is the case. And by just taking all of the color out of the film, it's a black and white film, it kind of strips the sentimentality right out of the whole thing, and really presents kind of the failures that people accumulate in their life as well. So it's honest about that. In that way, it's there's a kind of an undercurrent or underpinning of sadness to the whole film as well.
Folks, you can read Pastor Ted Giese's review of the movie Nebraska at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Ted Giese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, a regular contributor to the Canadian Lutheran magazine. Ted, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for January is a book about your witness to Christ, five things you can do to witness Christ, but it isn't about you. It's about what Christ has done for you. That's the best way to equip someone to witness Christ, is not to talk about them as a witness, but to talk about what they have witnessed, what Christ has done for them. That's the focus of this book, and you'll find it a refreshing breath of fresh air in a bunch of books about evangelism that really are more about the evangelist than about the evangel, about the gospel. Five things you can do to witness Christ from Concordia Publishing House. Browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order this book, Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Pastors Jeff Hemmer and Pastor Anthony Voltatorne about Jesus cleansing a leper, the faith of the centurion, and Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law from Matthew chapter 8. That'll be our Pastor's Roundtable tomorrow on Issues Etc. We'll also study the Epiphany hymn, From God the Father, Virgin Born, with Dr. Arthur Just of Concordia Theological Seminary. All that tomorrow on Issues Etc. You know, I often wonder whether or not this is kind of what we need more in our films. A little kind of, it's always going to be a caricature. It's always going to be a story. The characters are always going to be a little bit larger or smaller than life. But a depiction of real life. A depiction of what life is really like. We go to the movies not only sometimes to distract ourselves with fantasy and escapism. Sometimes we should go there to watch what life is really all about. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January only costs $7.99. It's titled, Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, equipping you to witness Christ on the front lines. Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muscoota, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.